You've got to tune to Listener Power 90.3 FM KEXP and online at kexp.org. Morgan here with you on the Saturday afternoon. I'm very excited. I'm down in the live room joined by Jen Clower and band. Welcome to the studios.
Thanks for having us, Morgan. It's awesome.
Please take it away.
Thank you.
tonight. Take the club aside.
Jen Clower live on KEXP playing tonight at Numo's. The new self-titled record came out this past August on Milk Records. She's been touring with Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile on the Lotta Sea Lice tour, now doing a run of headlining shows on the new record.
I stopped missing you days before you leave. I guess it's a kind of sensory memory deep below the conscious mind. You, I can be on my own. I'm an only child. I like my company. Pot around, make another pot of tea. For tea is when you come home. We sit and eat breakfast. the toast, but it wow. So you get the edges of the things we never say. Distance has a funny way. Slowly making you someone.
Jen Clower live on KEXP. So good. It's nice to have you here. Thank you for being here.
Such a pleasure. So fun.
Yeah. To start off, would you mind introducing your band for the people at home?
Absolutely. So on drums, we have Jen Chalakis. On bass, we have Bone Sloan. And on guitar, Courtney Barnett.
Nice. Thank you all for being here today. And the new record is so great. It's self-titled. It's a deeply personal record that touches on a lot of subjects dealing with your loneliness of being home while your wife is out on tour, U.S. and Australian politics, being a woman, marriage equality, and being a musician in Australia. How did you decide to get all of those very personal topics onto one record? And how did that feel, that process of writing all of that?
Yeah, when you put it that way, it's like, wow, I really did pack a lot into 10 songs.
You nailed it.
I think it was a thing of, really wanting to talk about things that I care about and writing a record, I guess, that's very much of the moment. As you mentioned, you know, marriage equality in Australia isn't necessarily something you'd expect to sort of sneak onto a record, except that I guess it directly affected, you know, myself and Courtney. But yeah, I feel like, you know, it's an interesting thing, you know, when you talk about those, I guess, rather personal topics. I've seen a lot of people really connect with the record as well. You can often think, oh, is it too insular? Are people just going to go, what's this girl talking about being lonely at home? And then, you know, so many people have said, oh, I really identify with those themes. So just goes to show.
Nice. Sounds great. And when you are at home, you and Courtney co-own Milk Records, and you manage Milk Records. And part of that is that you're championing artists in your community. And you also host a workshop called I Manage My Music. Can you talk about that workshop, what it does, and what are the challenges Australian artists are facing in the industry?
Yeah. Look, I started the workshops about 7 years ago as a forum for independent artists to come together and just talk about, you know, the challenges of releasing and touring music in Australia. It's a huge country with a relatively small population. You know, there's 25 million to, I don't know, you're sort of close to 400 million in the States, or 325 million. And it's just difficult, I guess, to sustain a career there. So I was curious. I was like, how are other people doing this? So I thought, I'll start a workshop and find out. So I've had so many incredible artist speakers come through. There's usually about 25, 30 people, and we just sit and sort of talk about it in the cold, hard light of day. Yeah, it's been huge though, because I've taken a lot of those, I guess, ideas over to Milk Records and applied them, you know, as you would, I guess, with an independent artist. How about we try a lot of those ideas with an independent label? So, you know, crowdfunding, I guess sort of touring the label, making compilation records, just finding ways where we can be self-sustaining.
Cool. And what's the main piece of advice that you offer new artists?
I guess, the main thing, there's two things, is find your community. You know, don't try and do it alone. A lot of people isolate and wait to be discovered in their bedroom uploading songs to SoundCloud. But I think music is all about getting out and seeing lots of bands and being a part of a community and being supported by those people around you. I'm sure at KEXP you can totally identify with that.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess the other side of it is, you know, don't go into debt for your music. Try anything you can to make it a sustainable business practice. Don't try and, you know, walk before you crawl.
Yeah. Totally. You've also been a vocal advocate for women and female artists. You gave a speech earlier last year for Women in Music, where you talk about how Courtney kind of blew the doors open for women, especially coming out of Australia. What do you see the biggest challenges facing women artists, and how is it changing?
I think really it's been a shifting time where we've seen, particularly I think in, you know, indie rock and, you know, I can really only speak for that world of music, you know, indie rock and folk, where women have certainly, you know, women and gender non-conforming folk have really dominated that space now. And I think it's really, I don't know, it feels like it's time for the rest of the industry to catch up. You see a lot of festival bills where there's usually 10 white men billed before you even have your first woman. And I'm like, actually, I feel like the general public don't reflect the way a lot of those festivals are billed. And it just feels to me that the music industry needs to kind of catch up with the public.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes
yeah, totally.
It's like, catch up. Like, everyone's moving ahead, you
they
know?
They do the tried and true and not taking risks, right?
Yeah, take some risks. Yeah. You know, if you feel like your audience needs to be sort of taught some things about music, then, you know, teach them, show them all of these incredible artists that I don't think are kind of getting the main stages or the prime time. You know, a woman can hold down a main stage at a prime time.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah.
She's got it.
Yeah, exactly. going back to the new record, you ended up recording it at Wilco's The Loft Studios in Chicago and worked with Tom Schick, who's worked with huge artists like Paul McCartney, Sean Lennon, and Jeff Tweedy, of course. How did you get connected with that studio and that producer, and how was the experience?
Well, it's an interesting, it was kind of in two parts. So we mixed the album at The Loft with Tom Schick, and I loved Suki Ray, which was an album by Jeff and his son Tweedy, the Tweedy record. And I looked on the back cover and I was like, Tom Schick, who's this guy? and did a bit of research and managed to get in touch with him. So we actually recorded the album in rural Victoria in an old bakery. A friend of ours has a beautiful studio there. Very relaxed, could take the dogs down.
Does it smell good?
It smelled fantastic.
Nice.
And then we decided, well, let's take a trip over to Chicago in the sort of middle of winter. We landed and it started snowing, which for Australians is very exciting because we don't get a lot of snow. And the loft is an incredible space and we felt really privileged that Jeff and Wilco let us in to use the space.
That's cool. Yeah. It sounds really good.
Ah, cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've spoken in the past about your experience with not touring with Courtney when she's on tour. Mm. But this fall and this last year, you've been able to tour. Do you find that you like touring together?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's really important that Courtney's in the band, you know, first and foremost, because she's always been in my band and is an incredible guitarist and artist. But also, I think if she were not in my band, we really would not see each other because I'd either be on the road or, you know, Court would be on the road. And our cat Bubbles would be an orphan.
Aww.
And we can't have her.
Do you tour with the cat?
What was that, sorry?
You said your cat?
Our cat Bubbles.
Is the cat with you?
She's in Australia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Babysitting.
She's being well looked after. Although we often do say how great it would be if we could tour with Bubbles.
That would be amazing.
Just have her there.
Yeah, tour cat.
Yeah, I don't think she'd like the long flights.
Yeah, probably not.
It wouldn't be good for her ears.
Yeah, that's true. She would be an unhappy kitty. Jen Clore, you're playing tonight at Numo's. Definitely go out and see Jen Clore tonight. We'd love to hear a couple more songs from you.
Yeah, sure.
Great. Jen Clore live on KEXP.
Nosy miners bully the suburbs up beyond the haze. Seaside holiday houses lay quiet as a grave. Tombs of dreams past, wealth gone to waste. Australian dream is fading, stolen anyway. And I'm never gonna lose my head to a certain sound. I'm never gonna dream my things that just can't be done. Die. And I'm never gonna lose my that just can't be done.
Jen Clower live on KEXP.
You've been gone so long, you could have been dead. Piles of books, you bought. But never read. Pain is still life up your side of the bed. Patti Smith poems, a hair tie, and some vitamins. There's only so much you can say in a text. Reading between the lines is hazardous. A slow reply can really mess with your head. I was feeling kind of free, now I'm desperate.
Oh God, I forget my how. I've seen it.
awesome. Jen Clower live on KEXP. The new self-titled album is out now. Playing tonight at Numo's. Thank you so much for playing for us today. It was a pleasure having you.
Thanks for having us, Morgan.
And have a great time tonight at Numo's.
So excited.
And we'll see you next time you're in town.
Yay.
Keep it tuned right here to the station where the music matters. 90.3 FM, KEXP, Seattle.